Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, joins us now. Kim, commodity prices are relatively low. Let's run through some of the numbers, starting with wheat.
Well, you know, looking at wheat, you can forward contract for harvest delivery somewhere around $4.25. Now that May contract's at $4.18. If you look at the trend for wheat, the long run trend is down. The short run trend is down to sideways. If you look at a trading range over the last 4 years for the futures market, it's been from $3.70 to $6. You know, at $4.18, we're right, you know, close to the bottom end of that. And if you look at the commitments of the traders, they're 54,000 contracts short. And I think that's good news. With a large short position like that, when they start getting out of those positions, maybe they'll bring that price up a little bit. Also, when you're at the low end of the trading range, yeah, we could go a little bit lower, but there's a lot more room on the top than there is the bottom.
How is corn looking?
About the same as wheat. You look at your forward contract, $3.45. Trading range, $3.10 to $4.40 over the last 4 years, is at $3.66. So on the bottom half of that range, the long run trend is up in corn. The short run trend is sideways. You look at the commitments of the traders in corn, it's a record 272,000 contracts short. So corn, if you look at corn, it's probably sitting on the bottom. I mean, 272,000 times 5,000, that's a lot of corn. So when they start coming out of those short contracts, I think corn prices will probably come up. And I think it gives corn prices some hope.
And soybeans?
Soybeans, about the same situation. You can forward contract for around $8.10. The July contract around $8.90. Trading range for the last 4 years, $8.30 to $12. Again, on the low side of that. The long run trend is flat, and the short run trend is up to sideways. So not not much movement in beans. Look at the commitment at trade of the traders. Short, 71,000 contract. The record is 119,000, so we're in the upper end of the shorts. Again, when they come out of those short positions, we got a little hope there for beans.
And are we seeing similar trends with cotton?
Cotton's a different situation, you know. It's on that ICE contract, that July is around 78 cents. You can forward contract cotton somewhere 73, 74, if you're looking at what the futures market's telling you. The four-year range for cotton prices, 56 to 96, so we're at least halfway in between that at 78. Long-run trend is up, short-run trend is down to sideways, and the commitment of traders is a positive. In other words, they're long about 17,000 contracts. So cotton's looking relatively good. That is until producers plant a whole lot of cotton and drive their prices down. But you know, you look at that planted acreage report, there's some more cotton acres, but I think it's good to protect prices relatively well.
Well, spring is flying by, and of course, a lot of people thinking about summer planting. How are the economics looking there?
Well, you know, as we talked about, corn prices relatively low, soybean prices relatively low, canola prices relatively low. Well, canola is, of course, a winter crop there. But the economics, as it stands, doesn't look very good unless you can get good production. And as reported on the weather, you look at the 90-day outlook, it's for average temperatures and above average moisture. So if we can get production, I think there's some possibility there, maybe for some profit, because that increased yield will offset that lower price and maybe generate a little profit.
Might be just what we need.
Might be what we need.
Okay, thanks a lot, Kim. We'll see you next week.